Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Tuesday, November 8th. No one was injured in a fire that broke out on Griffith Island Saturday night. The Intertownship Fire Department responded just before midnight, bringing firefighters and equipment over by boat. Fire Chief Jeff Gutrow.
Windy conditions on Saturday night caused the fire to spread rapidly, but our team, they did an amazing job working into the early morning hours to put the fire out.
Gutrow says damage was limited to two outbuildings and farming vehicles, which he estimates at about $300,000. Griffith Island is home to a private sport shooting club. Owen Sound City Council approved a $25,000 funding request for Safe and Sound at its meeting Monday night. Director of Corporate Services Kate Allen says it can now offer extended hours from mid-November until March 2023.
The financial request will allow Safe and Sound to remain open until 10 p.m. every day, including weekends, through the coldest months of the year.
Allen also told councillors Gray County has indicated it will match the dollars being provided by the city to Safe and Sound to help cover the expanded hours. Safe and Sound is a homelessness prevention initiative that operates several services in Owen Sound, including a drop-in center on 8th Street East. The Grey Bruce Labour Council has named David McLaren as Activist of the Year. McLaren became an employee of the Saugeen Ojibwe Nation in 1990 and later moved on to run as federal NDP candidate in 2015. He has continued his activism work after retiring. He says it feels good to be recognized for his work and appreciates that the Grey Bruce Labour Council supports workers.
The Labour Council has done a good job, I think, in raising workers' issues in Grey Bruce Owen Sound, and they certainly do support the members around the table, and I'm glad to see that they're also supporting things like a living wage and a right to strike.
McLaren also spends his time working to help the homeless. A protester from the Windsor Bridge blockade is one of the people being questioned today at the Public Order Emergency Commission in Ottawa, looking into the federal government's use of the Emergencies Act to break up COVID mandate protests back in February. Yesterday, the commission heard from the head of OPP Intelligence, who said he was asked to do ethically questionable background checks on people at the protest who hadn't done anything illegal. He said his biggest concern was police leaders and municipal, provincial, and national government leaders demanding or requesting information to satisfy a request without understanding the wherefore or the why. Voters are at the polls today in U.S. midterm elections, choosing federal and state leaders. Control of both chambers of Congress is at stake. Both have been controlled by Democrats the last 2 years. More than 45 million people voted ahead of time. A play to honor veterans is set to be performed at the Legion in Owen Sound tomorrow. It's being presented by the Fellowship of Ravens, which is a group that uses artistry to make a positive impact in the community. Producer, director, co-author, and Owen Sound Legion Public Relations Officer, Jana Lewis.
Soldier's Letter is actually a play based off of a book my sister and I created to honor our veterans, remember those that served, and assist those battling PTSD.
Lewis says Bruce Gray Owen Sound MP Alex Ruff will be reciting a poem at the event. Tickets are $10. Proceeds go to the Royal Canadian Legion. At 6, there will be a dessert bar with tea and coffee. The play begins at 7. Canadian author and war historian Tim Cook will be speaking at an event hosted by the Bruce County Museum and Cultural Center tomorrow afternoon. Presented by local historian Matt Johnson, the county says the talk will be live streamed exclusively in the museum's theater from 2 until 4, and it will focus on Canada's role during World War I and Cook's latest book, which is called Lifesavers and Body Snatchers, Medical Care and the Struggle for Survival in the Great War. Tim Cook is chief historian and director of research at the Canadian War Museum. His best-selling books have won multiple awards. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 114 points to 19,660. The Dow Jones is up 33 points. Our dollar is trading at 74.49 U.S. cents, up 38 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $89.21, down $2.58 a barrel. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack are at Kitchener against the Rangers tonight in OHL action. In the NHL, the Toronto Maple Leafs host the Vegas Golden Knights. The Leafs have won three in a row. There's plenty of Blue Water sports as well today. In senior and junior girls AA basketball playoff semifinals, the St. Mary's Mustangs beat the John Diefenbaker Trojans 40-21. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.